Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
We live.
I love it.
We live. Whatever y'all say from here.
How are we doing this?
I don't even know how we coming into this, man. Be honest.
Let's call Quarantine Boys Volume 1, man.
Yeah, Quarantine Boys Volume 1. DVD coming soon.
You digs.
Boy. Anybody want to introduce yourselves?
Yo, it's your boy, Jake Bobby. You feel me? Justin Bobby, the God, Exit 13, Elmont to the World. You dig?
It's your boy, Rios, man. R.I.O. dollar sign, you already know. The wild Puerto Rican razor under the motherfucking tongue. You dig?
Ty Johnson, Hellboy. Mountaineer coming out.
Van Red, the 5 foot Joe Levert, my nigga. What's happening?
No, you know the in vibe. Champagne room?
Exactly. You know the vibes, bro. I will be your Casanova.
Nah, what's good though? How y'all holding up in this corona shit, quarantine thing, social
distance? This shit is wicked.
This shit is nasty. I'ma come clean. Like it's stopping a lot of shit right now.
I didn't realize how much it was gonna stop. Like how much of my life it was gonna affect,
bro? Everything.
I want to explain to people. People like, how you out inside? People holding up now. This is what you asked for. I was like, first of all, this is not what I asked for. Second of all, I'm telling you, when I don't want to go to an event and want to stay my ass home on a Friday, it's completely different. When I can't go to the mall, I can't go to the bar, I can't go to the gym. Like, that's completely different. Like, we literally have to stay in the house. I can't even link the homies, bro. Like, that's the crazy part. You feel me?
It's nasty out here. It's Rikers, bro.
Yeah,
bro, I ain't seen no good teams in a minute.
Like, exactly, man.
They just got to understand, too.
Yo, Van, like, our birthday is ruined, bro. Like,
my birthday was Sunday, bro. Yo, all I did was get smacked and go to sleep.
Bro, my birthday is in almost, like, a week and a half.
That shit is clipped.
Bro, it's clipped. Like, I don't know what I'm gonna do. Oh, what I plan on doing.
Are they redoing Aries season?
Hell yeah, nigga. In August we move.
Bro, yeah, dude. Fuck that. Yeah, nah. I got it. Nah, bro.
Justin Bobby's like, you're not gonna encroach on me.
Yo, Rios. We having 40 Bull Fest in August, bro. Oh,
bro. Yo. First day out, I already said, man. I'm taking that drive to Jackson Heights, man. Bro, by myself. Yeah. By myself. I'm about to make that call.
Yo, riding solo to Jackson Heights is crazy.
Hey, Rios, you still got to be careful.
All right. Yeah, it's true. But
I know you're about to let go, but look at me.
You gotta relax.
There's other things that you could catch that's not coronavirus.
Just yeah. But also, if you see the World's Fair, the globe in the background of me driving, just know I'm just know
I can see you in a car like that Bart Simpson meme.
I'm trying that's to cool. kick it tonight.
Yeah. That's gonna be Rios taking that drive with that $1,000 check in his pocket.
By myself, like, man.
I'm
by
ready myself. To spend some.
Yeah. next topic.
Oh, yeah, facts. So what y'all quarantine snacks, my nigga? what's holding y'all down in lockdown?
Bro, I'm eating full meals every single time I eat, bro.
Good eats.
I ain't gonna hold you. I wish I was a fat nigga because I don't be eating shit. This healthy shit whack.
It's like a lockdown with cabbage.
I just be eating mad bread if I need something.
That's good.
To eat
that's, good. That's good. That's good. That's good. Bread is a good fucking stomach binder. Fuck with but that.
I need something else. I need like variety.
I've been eating a shitload of purple bag Doritos, and I bought a shitload of deli meat.
What kind of single parent are you, my nigga?
Yeah, bro. I've been shopping like a fucking like a person with an EBT.
Yo, yeah, what's up with this EBT point system?
Hey, Rio's gonna come out like a 40-year-old Italian.
Hell yeah.
Oh, yo, it's so bad.
Where's the gabagoo?
Gabagoo. Yo, it's so bad, man. I bought there's pastrami in the house, there's buffalo chicken.
This nigga eating slices of pepperoni.
Bro, honestly, I actually have that in my house.
He putting that shit in the microwave, letting it fry up.
Bro, I bought beef patties. I bought those frozen beef patties.
Yo, I want to talk about this, but we got to keep it as like PC as possible. Right. The Boosie Lives.
I'm very pleased. What?
Oh, the Boosie Lives.
Hey, timeless. No, timeless. That's all I'm saying.
I'm a big Boosie fan. Huge Boosie fan. He's an entrepreneur. Like,
I keep you
out. Liquors. He has his own festival. You know what I mean? Boosie's a great guy.
He's just trying
to provide another form of entertainment. Wow.
I mean, he really giving back, but is this like a tax write-off? Like, once this shit is over, like, can he claim this?
It could be a tax write-off.
Yeah.
Because you could say it's gifts and donations.
You can.
Facts. It is gifts and donations.
But it's today, I went on his live today, and he was on my type of time.
Nah, I would... I had it open today, and I just kept seeing...
He was on my type of time.
This is not my thing.
I just don't like...
Plan for me.
The funniest one when he's like, he's going to send the girl $25, and he was like, nah, send her $50.
He had to make that move. I respect that.
He had to upgrade that.
I was the fucking anyone in the back's like, oh, yeah, send her $50, send her $50.
But there was one time he was like, yo, I'm going to send you $100. He was like, send 25.
Nah, I feel him. I just don't like all the copycats. Like, I'm seeing Tory Lane, I'm seeing Fendi. Like, come on, bro.
Fendi's doing God's work, though, man.
Fendi really giving back because he putting their at name in there. He getting them paid.
The at name in there, and they actually are donating. So
a lot of people are doing it now. It's like it's trendy and shit, but it's like
Me and Boosie did it first, man.
Yeah, Boosie.
I just about to put that the fuck down.
Me and Boosie.
Boosie was doing this before the corona, be honest.
That's if we're gonna be honest.
And that's true. And the funny thing about Boosie too is kind of like people are going live with women, but people are trying to impersonate like his like reactions to shit. Like
they can't do it, bro.
They're trying to steal like his cadence. Boosie, that's just Boosie and it's genuine. Other people are just trying to like Fendi. I'm pretty sure that's Fendi, but Fendi is taking the Boosie model. Like
He's playing it up a little bit.
Yeah, I love when Boosie goes fucking kids. fucking kids.
Yeah, he exited that joint so quick.
Called the chick and he was like, oh, she got a nigga in her Abby.
Yeah.
I can't go that nigga right there. He tried to stick it in the kitchen.
I knew that. I'm calling that shit.
The wildest one I seen today was when Shorty was on Tory Lane's joint and then her man was telling her to twerk for him. I'm like, this is crazy. Like,
freaking out of here.
Yo, Boosie, nasty Boosie. Out here.
What? Boosie was just showing, like, he was just having girls show their feet on Instagram.
Did you see the one with the girl on live and then her man came in the bathroom? And
that's crazy.
Like, what the fuck you doing? Hey, turn up the light on her?
Yeah.
Yo,
that was the academic shit, right?
Doing that.
That's crazy, man.
Yo, speaking of gifts and donations, let's talk about Dr. Umar Johnson. Is he more prophet than Martin Luther King?
Yeah, he's giving us the foresight we need, bro.
Yo, honestly, yo, he's on a Stephen A. Smith type run with the memes, man.
Yeah, like last year was all Stephen A. memes. This year is all Umar.
It's all, bro. Like, you gotta thank this man right here, man, because. You really brought light to that shit, B. I can't even front. You really did.
Yo, because I always knew it, but a lot of people weren't really talking about it.
Bro. And
when they saw how much this man,
that thread really opened the light. Like Justin with that thread kind of like opened shit up.
It's right? like 20, 30, 40 clips of this man.
That's the thing though. Like I didn't think that shit was gonna go. I just did that because I really thought it was hilarious, bro. Because I had me rolling, bro. And then when I see niggas really adding to it, I was like, oh, this is about to go. And then like, bro, I was seeing shit that I'd never seen before.
It was like 60 clips, like, bro, like different ones.
Shout out my son JT, man. Yo, JT got all the Dr. Umar content, bro.
And they were all funny, bro. They were all funny, bro.
Yo,
you got any personal favorites?
Ifa.
Maybe. I think donations gifts might be top five memes.
That's top five. That might be top two. Yeah. Gifts and donations is one.
I was named
by the original Ifa Tuesday, who said, "I am the descendant of Martin Luther King and Marcus Garvey."
Marcus Garvey sat down, Malcolm X, and he said, "Once he said Steve Bilko, I said, oh, no,
nah. I know, he messed it up right there. That's where he lost me.
The NBA is a suspect in top five,
okay, yo. No, I love I love the one where like he's just standing in the park and then Beanie Siegel is just playing in the background.
Yo, he's just like, yo, no, hold on. He's like, you may not bring your white wife.
Yeah, that's top five. That's top five.
Shout out Van for bringing that to me.
Yo, what is your my favorite? Yo, is there any women in white planes?
The cheesecake one. The cheesecake factory. The cheesecake one is crazy.
At the cheesecake factory.
I don't want no Lucy Goosey. What's
there too? No. Yeah, Lucy Goosey.
I love that one because I saw that live. I saw
you winning this history, my brother.
his Instagram is wild, asking me
relationship questions.
Nah, the one with Shorty was sent them $10. He was like, "Thank you for that 10, but next time send 20." You barely had that.
The one I caught on live when he was talking to the Shorty. Y'all seen that one?
Yeah, that was funny.
Oh, really?
That was crazy. Yeah.
I was like, nah, my son really getting the Vox via IG Live.
Nigga, Charlamagne was like, "Do you not believe in interracial marriages?" He was like, "Absolutely. She must be African."
Now you got the full dashiki on with, as he's saying this. Like,
oh, yeah. My God. Son,
I was named on the divination.
Yo, Umar's really giving us light right now. Like,
I might watch that thread again because I watched that shit so many times. I might have
to. That's what I'm saying. That was like a Hall of Fame thread, my guy.
Between that thread and the EDP thread, that's like
the EDP thread is crazy.
Top two threads.
EDP is wild. The 200, come on. The 200 clip is crazy.
Yo,
this money clip is crazy.
No, that is the first clip I've ever seen, and that is insane.
I was trying to explain the tie the other day. I was like, "Yo, EDP is out here."
Did you watch the video though, bro? You have to watch the
200 pull shots. I'm not watching that video,
bro. It's 11 minutes.
I'm not watching that
video. Anyways. You have to watch the video.
Between that and when the Eagles won, Eagles won the Super Bowl, he was wilding, bro.
Oh my God, what the fuck happened? thing is, yo, I've been watching EDP
like for years.
Like on my YouTube shit, I don't subscribe to a lot of shit, but his shit I've been subscribed to since like.
He's been a meme for like a decade, like easily.
Bro, he's been internet famous for like the last like 8 years now. So it's mad funny to see him finally get his light and shit. I mean, he was on Tosh.0 and all that shit before, but I love the when they're playing the Saints. Remember the Saints, right? And then he says, "Yo, this shit is over by motherfucking halftime." He goes, "I got motherfucking, I done popped 6 aspirin, headache." Pounding like a motherfucker right now, man.
My son is.
No, but it was funny.
Yeah, you good.
It was funny because I was as I'm watching the game, he posted shit. I'm like, my G, y'all only down a touchdown. Like, how is it over?
He be going hard for the Eagles. He be going hard for the boys.
He's a White Sox fan now.
Oh yeah.
He got a new team, so I'm mad. Baseball ain't start yet. So yeah, like man. I wanted to see his White Sox rants and shit because the White Sox are actually gonna be pretty good this season. I think.
I ain't gonna lie, they can keep baseball in quarantine, man.
Nah, man, we need that. Yankees gonna be super valid this year.
Yeah, bro. Like as a Yankee fan, bro, if you're if you're a Yankee fan or a Dodgers fan or an Astros fan, my nigga, you're mad that baseball ain't start. Like,
this low key a blessing in disguise. We get all our pitchers back in June, bro. So if we can push it back, we get the whole team. Like, I'm ready.
The niggas lost me. All right. These TikTok challenges, man. We gotta talk about this.
Yo, Chris Brown is on TikTok, by the way. It's over.
Challenge shit is dead. He about the body of
Chris Brown ain't dancing, nigga. He doing dumb shit with Tyga, bro. It's crazy, bro.
It's early though. We gotta wait till the boredom set in.
I know what he's doing. He's like warming people.
I want to see Chris Brown do the Renegade challenge.
I
want to see Chris Brown do the Renegade. That shit would be fire.
That nigga gonna be flipping off his Lambo by next week, bro.
Yeah, he's gonna be tight when he do classy boozy ratchet.
I'm gonna do the man.
One time, bro.
Yo, no funny shit. If I hear that song fresh off the quarantine at the function, bro, I'm throwing my drink.
I don't see mad felines doing that move, man.
Bro, that's
like. Damn, they keep like, yo, bro, it's crazy too. Cause I'm like, yo, bro, it's more on TikTok than just that song, bro. And everybody's downloading TikTok.
And Out West. Oh,
and
Sling It.
And the Doja Cat joint.
That Doja Cat joint is hard, though. I actually know how to do that shit. That shit is fire.
You locked in one time on the reel?
I did it. Yeah, I had to do it for work. That shit was fire.
Oh, yeah. And then you know what's annoying before we even got quarantined? The flip the switch.
Oh, that's that's nasty. That's nasty.
That shit is weird, bro.
Yo, put you gotta put the Pimp C meme here. Nah, man, that shit's wild. I don't know.
But I do love the there's my favorite internet video right now is there's a chick. She's climbing out her side dude's crib.
Oh, yo, she fell on her face, bro.
Yeah. I'm like two stories up, right? Two, three stories up. Yeah.
Yo, I dead thought she was close to the ground. I really thought she
I
was.
I thought so,
to
me too.
Because you know what? Yo, it's the leaves that made it. The leaves were like an optical, like a visual illusion. You know what
I mean? Low key, I thought she was going to freak it and climb down, bro. Like, low key, because she looked like when she got onto that ledge, I was like, oh, she's going to slide down.
But I can't even front. She landed like if you're gonna jump from a building, like she landed the right way. So she's done that shit before.
She practiced.
She landed on her hands, so her ankles won't. You know what I'm saying? Like
take all that pressure.
Yeah. So she was good. She was valid. I mean, she probably sprained her ankle, but it was still. I mean, shit. She ain't break it.
How y'all feel about that? The ladies tagging all their friends. How y'all feel about that challenge?
All right.
I gotta give them a pass just because of the push-up challenge.
Yeah.
But that shit came from out of nowhere, bro.
That was before the quarantine shit, man.
They was like, yeah, post I'm gonna tag 10 beautiful ladies and tag
I would have respected it if they just didn't come out on some. They just posted their picture, but they came out on some Maya Angelou stuff.
Yeah, like yo, being zooted and positive.
Just post your girls.
First of all, y'all do not exude positivity, man. let's be real here.
A lot of toxic females posting that shit.
Bro, I'm like, come on.
The most toxic, if we be honest. Like, right?
I don't want to say no names. I seen a particular female, a woman post that shit. I'm like, yo, five of your friends are really don't exude positivity. Like, just
they
not
posting joints. They don't even really mess with like that before the quarantine.
Come on, man. Yeah, like, come on. What are you doing? Like,
man, this shit getting wonky, bro. Like, if we still in quarantine by like, and next week, then yo,
it's gonna get spookier, bro.
Man.
It's already nasty. This is week two.
Yeah.
Like, it's only gonna get worse. Like, the boredom is frying niggas' brains.
This shit is insane, bro. Yo, 9/11, we had school off for like one day.
But we were off for the rest of, I remember we were off for like the rest of the week.
Nah, you need to, we had shit. We was in there the next day, bro. We didn't even leave school early that day.
I remember that.
Yo, we dead ass didn't leave school early
We didn't leave school early. It was like a regular, like, yo.
I did. I left school
early. Nigga, I was in school. Like, why niggas go home?
Yeah,
some people went home. Some people didn't. I remember.
What I remember was
after school, and they were like, oh, duck for planes and some shit.
Yeah.
That's wild. But I know parents are scared to death.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, man. You know what's crazy? Well, my aunt who passed worked on Chambers Street when like that whole thing happened. So we had to leave. I remember that too. We had to leave in order to make sure she was good money. But my dad's like, yo, fuck that. We're gonna stop at Tao Records and get that Jay-Z album because that's I'm so serious.
I mean,
so yo,
the thing is, he picked the right Jay-Z album though.
We're driving, bro. Remember, all right, remember, you know where the Target is on Hempstead Turnpike?
Yeah.
That used to be Tao Records. And my dad's like, yo, we're gonna stop at Tao, we're gonna get that fucking CD, then we're gonna go pick up your fucking aunt. I'm like, all right, bet. And then we fucking put that.
So Jay-Z was the soundtrack to that?
It came in
Blueprint. And
same day. Like, that's honestly like one of my memories.
Nigga, first the Fat Boys breakup, that was hard.
I was like, yeah, because like, yeah, you remember 9/11? Yeah, I remember 9/11 so much. Yeah, man, the buildings, but also too, man, fucking.
It's like Fabulous dropped that day too, randomly.
Crazy.
I think Fabulous dropped.
That was
keeping it gangster and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, that had back, youngin, woo woo. Yeah,
that dropped on the same day.
That was that nigga, bro.
He was like, and it's kind of sad to see what he's become. Like,
damn, can you be my baby? I can be fly, you always be fly, and I'm from B Star, just like B I.
Crazy, like Fab was so nice, bro.
Oh my god, now he's
40 doing TikTok challenges. This is ridiculous.
He's an Instagram model.
Don't even say that. Don't
he's
even,
dressing like an NYC high school student.
Yeah, yo,
did you guys see the Chicago mayor?
Like bottle girls.
Why they be going in on her, bro?
Bro,
violating her, bro.
Who?
The Chicago mayor.
The mayor of Chicago.
Wow. Did you see that picture?
Yeah, bro.
You gotta find that shit. Go on Twitter.
Like Todd. It's she went from Eartha Kitt to like Frederick Douglass, bro.
Chicago man.
Nigga said Chicago, this your mayor?
they be heating their own mayor up, bro. Like it's crazy.
Bro, if Chicago man tell me to get in the house, guess what?
Bro, she looks.
That's crazy, bro. They be frying her up. She don't deserve that.
Nah, bro, she looks like, bro, that's what I'm saying. She went from Eartha Kitt to Frederick Douglass, bro.
Shit is wild, man.
Yo, these kids are wicked.
Yo, that's wild.
Yo, come on, man.
Bro, those are Tracy McGrady's. Nah, those are T-Mac droids.
Come on, man.
Yo.
That's a Steve Harvey suit. That's a chopper suit, man.
Yo. Oh, this shit is
guess crazy. What I'm saying? That's the T-Mac.
No. Oh,
that's
my T-Mac. God.
No cap. I was like, yo, that's T-Mac, bro.
Yo, can you send me
that?
Yo, Todd. Yeah, Todd. Send that, please.
That's crazy.
Bro, like I said, bro, from Eartha Kitt to Frederick Douglass, my dude. Come on, man.
I said them 300 niggas driving her crazy.
She like Lil Reese.
Lil Reese is driving her nuts.
Oh, my God, man.
On BD.
But also, Slim Thug got coronavirus, man. That's why I'm taking this shit serious. Cause once I saw Slim Thug, I said, "Oh nah, this nigga got coronavirus."
Slim Thug was the one nigga when motherfucking Mr. Rogers, Tom Hanks got that shit. I was like, "Oh, it's over. The niggas ain't discriminating."
Listen. Yo, we gotta talk about this Oprah shit real quick, B.
What happened with Oprah? You know I'm off Twitter. What happened?
Yo, cause apparently, like there was a raid that supposedly went.
Nigga, that shit is not true.
I know. No, I said supposedly. I said it's alleged. It's alleged. It's not real. Obviously,
is that why he posted that weird video of Stedman? That video was weird as fuck,
bro. But tell me not though, bro. Yo,
Stedman's still
quarantining in the best house. Is that not your husband? Is that not your
that's
man?
Where he's bro? That's where he stay at. That's his
bro,
crib.
Bro, she fucking
no, why? Like, that's so weird.
She's fucking
nah, that's fire though. That's fire though. Because Oprah's rich, right? So she doesn't fall along with like the standards of like husband and wife, right? But which is smart is because they got their own separate places so they don't go crazy. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, like, when you're up under somebody, a lot of people, like parents, and they divorce each other because they got to see each other every day. Now you can go to your own like separate place and have your
Low key. Think about you tired of your shorty. You know what? I'm going to the other house.
And they rich, bro. Shit is different.
I'm going to my house.
Yeah, I also think she's her and Gail. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, but listen.
Nothing wrong with it.
Nothing wrong with it, because Gail is double cheeked up on a Tuesday afternoon, man.
Are you Gail sturdy? That's crazy.
Well, I've seen it.
What do you gain from that?
Nothing. What do you gain from that?
Nothing.
Out of pocket.
I won't forget. I saw her like walk in, and I was like, "Hold up!" I had to like turn around because I was in shock. You know when you're in shock and you see some shit that you're not supposed to see, but you want to see it again. It was
But you got to double back.
Oh, damn.
Yo, can we talk about this, though? Can we talk about how Swiss Beats makes bad beats?
Oh, fuck yeah. Fuck yeah.
He doesn't make bad beats.
Yes, he does. He made good beats, but he makes a lot of bad beats, too.
Like, what's his shooting percentage when it comes to beats?
I'm gonna say
20%, and they all on that first Rough Riders album.
Nah.
The first two. That's it.
All right, because to me, the first two Rough Rider albums are like
classic
works and shit. I'll give him the first Lox album. How about that? I'll give him three.
And Eve joints. X shit too. No, anything after 03, I ain't feeling.
X did a lot of stuff.
Come on,
bro. That was like 05, 06.
Yeah.
So 05, 06.
40%.
Yeah, I'm saying the truth comes out, bro. He takes the beat. Like, even I remember when he started working with like Gucci Mane. He literally takes like a
Gucci beat, time.
Or like yeah, and he'll just loop this shit over and over and like. So, like a person not listening, it sounds fire, but he does it every single time.
It's the same kind of the same thing.
He has a sound. He has a sound.
Nah, but it's really bad, bro. It's like some lazy.
It's lazy, bro.
Yeah, lazy.
Right. For instance, you know, he produced Cop Shot the Kid, right?
Yeah. He did.
Nigga, that's the same beat. Like, it's the same loop over and over and over and over.
That's a nasty sample, too. Like, the way he sampled it was nasty. Like,
he walked so A-Rap music could fire.
No, but A-Rap, nah, but remember when A-Rap Music did that whole beat tape with the beat battle with Alchemist? He low-key kind of smoked Alchemist on that, though. When it came to the chops, A-Rap is ill with the chops and shit, but like...
But the thing with Swiss, like, even the shit on the JLX shit is terrible. Like, the beat he picked was crazy.
How you feel about Alex shit?
That shit fire.
I love it. That shit's
fire.
Because honestly, I love everything that Jay-Z said.
So you like Jay-Z's album?
Yeah.
I like the 5 minutes J-Elec is on his own shit, too.
The 5 minutes J-Elec, the thing is, when J-Elec does the feature on his own thing, I'm not disappointed. You know, I'm not like, eh. Like,
I kind of like how unorthodox the album is. It's kind of like, it's not like nothing we're used to, honestly.
Yeah, I mean, Umar goes to like Dr. Umar Johnson in his bars, so like that's where he be losing people. Like he be spitting, and he just like I'm like my nigga. Like,
he get into that muscle, like, that 5% talk and shit like that. Like.
Jay-Z does
it. Rick Quran, if any of them said
it. I ain't trying to hear Jay-Z rap about tax, distribution and all that other shit, man.
Jay-Z was on his.
Not dissing his rap, but I'm just saying like the content. I'm like, all right, bro, come on, man.
I think we really gotta like one day we gotta sit back and like, yo, Hov has really done it in every decade, man. Every decade he's been out is like
elite. It doesn't look like it's slowing up anytime soon. Yeah. His bar only gets bigger.
Hov's been giving us game forever.
He's been giving us game
even before he was a vet.
He's the rap game Willie Mays.
Yeah, low key, what? Like
no, 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 meaning like, all right, like really Willie Mays played for a good 20 seasons, right? But like if you want to bring it to the sports parallel, like as he had his great years in like his peak year, like his classic years are like honestly his like his 50, his late 40s to like early 50s. And then once he got to the 60s, that's like his like in my lifetime volume one, like his whole brand started to grow. And then towards the 70s, like now he's just chilling. He's doing what he wants to do now. He's chilling. You know what I'm saying? It's like,
yeah, man. Hov is nice, bro. Like
in terms of longevity, yeah, it's not bad. Like Willie Mays, probably one of the greatest. He's top five player in baseball of all time.
Yeah, niggas ain't fucking with Hov like at all. Like pack up that Eminem talk. Like niggas be trying to get off. Like I'm not respecting that.
Yeah, nah, man.
Excuse me.
I'm not respecting the Eminem talk.
What? Yeah. Who's
Marshall? Like,
best white rapper to me is motherfucking Max the Demon, bro.
Yeah, I heard he fooled, but neither here nor there.
Yeah, I heard. Yeah, of course.
Favorite white rapper is ABG now.
He got called lagging too.
He did.
My favorite white rapper is what's his name? That little white kid from Philly.
Oh, Matt Ox? Yo,
Matty Ox. He valid. He was in the trenches. No. I respect it.
Honestly, I feel like
he was in the trenches.
My favorite white rapper is the say less.
Oh, little AGs. Little AGs.
No, yeah, you saw him arguing with Booba.
Yeah, man.
Booba is like, I won't fight you.
That's the beef. That's the beef the streets need, though. Low key, they're gonna restore the feeling.
He's
taller.
You don't need to see those little niggas fighting.
They live it makes no sense because they live too close in proximity to each other. They both live uptown, so like,
they need that energy
uptown,
though.
Right? Uptown people are different, my nigga.
Bro,
can we talk about this a little bit? Like, uptown niggas is weird. Like, I love them, but they weird, bro.
They just aggressive and out. Like, the Bronx is a whole different world, my nigga.
Yo, you know what it
like,
is?
You know that you seen that clip when the girl was like, I'm not from New York. I'm from the Bronx. That is a fact.
That's a fact, yeah.
The Bronx is on a different type of time. And I was thinking about this earlier, right? I was like, you know how, like, in New York, like, if somebody says, suck my dick to you, like, it's like a fighting type of shit, or, like, people, like, die with that. And right. The Bronx, they use that, like, casually. Like, they'll be like, yo, what up? Suck my dick, nigga. Ah. Like,
keep the combo going. Like,
yeah, bro. And that's how they operate, bro. And, like, it's crazy. Like, the Bronx is just really, really aggressive. And they're really, really passionate about shit. And they be the littlest shit. And they go crazy. Yeah, the Bronx is different. I love Bronx people, but they just different. And like,
different.
I didn't understand uptown people for a while. Like when I was in college, like I was like leaning towards like Brooklyn niggas because like I understood them. Like you feel me? Like yeah. I was around like Brooklyn niggas. But like when I first got to college, I was around some uptown niggas and I didn't understand them until I got
Whole different dichotomy with them niggas.
Yeah. I feel like it's uptown niggas, Brooklyn niggas, then the rest of New York, kind of.
Yeah, like, Brooklyn
niggas are different. People from Brooklyn are different also.
Yeah, you can they stick out like sore thumbs, bro.
Like you know who's from Brooklyn. Just like how you know who's from uptown. Like uptown is obviously is its own monster, bro.
I love the women who are from like Harlem.
I remember I left Bobby's. We went out for Bobby's birthday. I left. We were on the street. Literally, everyone driving the cars looked exactly the same. Like all the niggas looked exactly the same. Them niggas is like,
bro. But Harlem, even dudes, like, because I feel like the way, like, the fashion trends go from New York, especially, like, urban streetwear fashion, it's, like, Harlem, like, it's, like, Bronx does it, and then, like, Harlem tries to, like, do it, and then it just trickles down everywhere else.
You said Harlem tries to do it?
No, Harlem does it first.
Yeah, Harlem, then the Bronx does it.
Harlem does it first, and then, like, the Bronx does it, like, right after a little bit. Mm-hmm. But they kind of like neck and neck, and then everything just trickles down.
Yeah, then the Soho white kids get into it.
Yeah, like
which is true.
Like even like back in the day, fashion like even with the BB Simon belts and shit. Like dudes from Queens wasn't really rocking those shits like that. I mean, they were, but like that was more of an uptown thing to me.
Bro, I'm seeing like on Instagram like kids from Kansas wearing BB Simon Boat belts, and I'm just like, what the fuck, bro?
Wasn't what's his name rapping about that shit?
Who?
The white Jack Harlow.
Yeah.
Shit is crazy to me. Like these were like New York staples.
Bro, people used to get beat. I remember I seen a dude on
he's from Louisville.
I was going to the bus. I was going to the bus on Jamaica Center. I was a teenager. And I seen a dude get spanked for his BB belt, bro. Like, and they beat him with the belt, too. Like, they took his belt off and they went, boom, boom. I was like, oh, nah.
Like, I can really tell, you can tell by the way a nigga dress or, like, his mannerisms. Like, I can tell a Brooklyn nigga and I can tell, like, an uptown nigga. Like, you feel me? And, like, Queens niggas, like I can tell them niggas, like, apart, like.
Yeah, which you can tell which part of Queens they from. Like, I can tell a Jamaica dude from like somebody's from QB or something like that.
Yeah, because Queensbridge dudes are fucking scary, man. Don't think, bro, different, man. I had a teammate. He was from his uncle's in the 40 Busters. That's like a OG street, OG street crew from Queens and stuff. So he's like, yeah, man, we still do Pelly's over here, bro. I'm like, what? Everyone was like, yo, nah, geez, like, what for you?
Yo, you ever take the F train and like you see the people that get on like 21st Queens?
Yeah, bro, yeah, around
yeah.
there.
Exactly. Wow, my nigga, that stop is crazy. I hate that stop.
Yeah, yo, like, that's apparently back in the day, like that used to be like the worst like train stop. Like, people, you would get beat up right up like instantly, like that, bro.
Yo, I used to hate riding the F train, bro. I used to go to St. John's. So I have to get on the F train to get to Manhattan, bro. It's a different world on there. Different world, bro.
That might be the worst train ever.
I don't know. I ain't gonna lie. People be talking about them uptown trains, and I be seeing them shit are disgusting.
The F train is nasty.
The F train is bad by us.
Yeah, all standards. Yeah.
Uptown standards is crazy, bro. I went on. I don't know. I don't know what train it was, but like I took a train from like Lower Manhattan to the Bronx, nigga. That was the craziest shit of all time, my nigga. Like that shit is different. Going uptown on trains, that's just wild.
Once you get past 125,
it's different, you know, on the F train, it's like the crackhead niggas and shit. Nigga, it's not the crackhead niggas. It's the regular people on the train. Wow.
Once you get to like 57th, that's when the shit picks up. Like on the F train.
Yeah, like I can't recall, man. Like 125th Street, it's pretty bad. Cause like once you get off of it, like it's just you're literally just walking over by.
That shit is Thriller, bro.
Bro, it's so bad. No matter the time of the day, too. No matter the time of the day, you'll get off. Cause like Papaya is right there too. So like it's just a bunch of crackheads in front of Papaya Hot Dog and shit. Like sometimes, like, yo, like I'll go to Papaya, get like a nice juice or like, you know what I'm saying? Papaya's good. So I'll go get something to eat. And then I'm just like, bro, a crackhead just like leaning. Like,
Zombie land.
Yo, what y'all
I remember the first time I saw a crackhead lean. It was like wild. I wasn't even like a kid. I was like probably like 20 or something. I was in Harlem. I was uptown.
I have this video.
Martin Luther King houses. What?
Now I have this video of this like when I was in Buffalo. She had to be on like heroin or some shit, but she was in the store and like she was waiting online, and like she kept falling in and out of consciousness, and like basically like she's like leaning over and shit on blood, drooling and shit.
I remember I walked out of the apartment and I looked and the elevator's over here. I walk and I see the nigga right here. He's in the doorway of the stairs and he's just like slowly falling.
Yeah. Oh, you know, it's also a bad stop too. When you like 125th Street and then like by 117th by like Abe Lincoln Projects, man. That place is fucking mad.
Nigga, Harlem still got crackheads from the 80s.
Yeah, bro. Especially yo, Abe Lincoln
Crackheads are immortal, bro.
Yeah, they're immortal, bro.
That's fucking they're like lobsters.
But apparently, like
what?
Like apparently
lobsters
like,
don't die.
Yeah, apparently, like Harlem is like what was the crack episode, like the crack epidemic epicenter when like that whole shit popped off. So
yeah, I don't believe it.
So it's never going. I mean, Harlem's only 40 blocks.
Yeah. Yo, what y'all watching?
I'm watching Tiger King. That's the best shit on Netflix right now.
I'm gonna check it out. It sounds a little wild for me though, but I'm gonna check it out.
Man, yo, no, cause like it's so fire, dog. Like,
I mean, I'm in quarantine. I have nothing else to do.
I don't have any other options.
Like, it's really good. Like I'm vouching for that shit to like win an award. Like,
I ain't gonna hold you.
Winning gold.
Watching The Wire.
Oh, this your first time watching it, or you rewatching it?
Like, I seen bits and pieces, but I never watched it fully through. And then, like, I remember watching, like, the first season one time, but then I just skipped to the third season because everybody says the second season.
It's necessary, though.
I'm going to go back and watch it, but I understand everything. So that's why, like, it's not, like, I'm not lost. Like, but it's just kind of like, I don't know, like Stringer Bell and Avon, like they remind me of like Ghost and Tommy in a sense.
Pretty much.
You know what I mean, like,
I gotta watch it.
The Wire's are honestly like the greatest, truest, fakest story ever.
What's your favorite characters in it?
I like Bubbles.
Okay. What's my son with the braids? That's my son.
Name
Slim Charles.
Slim Charles. He's all.
I fuck with Cheese. I fuck with Cheese, Bubbles, Bodie. I fuck with Bodie too. Okay. And I love Marlo and Marlo.
I can't fuck with Bodie, man. Bodie was always annoying to me. Like, he was doing too much.
But Bodie to me is like the last of a dying breed, literally.
Yeah. I can't lie, like I fuck with Avon, but he was wilding. But I fuck with Avon. I fuck with Stringer too, but like Stringer, he, you know what I mean? At the end,
he devious though, fucking, man.
Yeah, he started. He's Ghost.
Yeah.
What would you say? Who would you? Marlo or like Stringer Bell? Like in terms of like, I mean, you haven't finished it yet, J. Bobby. But I'm just saying.
Yeah, I haven't finished it. But I mean, I don't know. Like Marlo just seemed like some weird shit. Like they seem like some dirty niggas. Like you feel me? Like
right. No, because apparently, like I read the background story from The Wire. It's based off the 80s drug trade in Baltimore in like DC, like that area. So, so like Stringer Bell and Avon, those guys are like the Cornell brothers and stuff, and Marlo's like the Rafael Edmond guy.
Mm.
In terms of like how he ran their drug operation and stuff like that, in terms of you
niggas
know,
getting to the Wire breakdown,
yeah, no, low key.
No, because
I want to join the conversation. I don't know what you're talking
about. Nah, I fuck with Avon. At least you deal with Avon, you know what you get, though. You know, dealing with Avon.
I forgot how the game is played.
People try to shit on season two, but season two sets up both storylines for each,
yeah, low key. So like it's building, like, it's just a building block.
It's all tapes. So people don't understand that, but it sets up everything else for it.
But tell me this isn't the best season of Curb.
Oh, honestly,
this isn't the best season of Curb, bro.
This Curb season might be top three, man. It might be top three. It's not better than season six.
I don't know, bro. Like Larry's in a different bag this season.
So, you know what it is? He's pushing the envelope when it comes to the racism and stuff like that now. So that's the best part. But season six, in terms of overall, like just pure comedy and stuff like that, it's great.
I gotta watch Curb. I can't confirm. The first time I tried to watch Curb was like years ago. And then I've seen clips and I'm like, okay, this is like funny. But what would you say? What season is it on right now?
Yo, Loki, you can start at season 10. Just watch this season.
Curb is an improv show. So like the storyline,
start anywhere. Honestly,
you start anywhere. You could literally watch any episode. So like the story.
I think I started from the beginning because it just was put on some type of streaming, and then I was like, oh, like this shit is pretty funny.
I think it's on Hulu too, right? It is on Hulu, right?
I believe so. Maybe. Yeah. Maybe.
But Curb is so good where you could watch literally any episode from any season and start from anywhere.
Who's your favorite character on Curb, bro?
Leon.
I think I fuck with Susie, bro. Susie be on Larry Nick.
Susie's cool because that's Larry's best friend in real life. But
yo, bro, when he hit our fucking dog.
Yeah, I ain't gonna hold you. I'm Larry, you Leon, nigga.
I can see that. I can see that.
He's like a mocha tone.
No, when that nigga was trying out the urinals, nigga.
Yeah, he was wild. Did you watch the last episode?
Anyone? Nah, I ain't see the last one.
Certified classic.
My favorite episode is when they went to the wedding this season.
Oh, you yo-yoing? You yo-yoing up. Oh, yo, she yo-yoing. Bro, but it's no, you know what it is? Curb is so good because there's no real like written dialogue. It's all improv.
Yeah.
It's a bunch of fuck yous, get the fuck out. That's why I like it. It's real. But the John Hamm episode might be like a top 10 episode of Curb ever.
Yeah. That shit. Like, and then when everybody thought Jeff was a Harvey Weinstein, that shit was mad funny. That shit was mad funny, bro.
Curb is fire though, but Tiger King, y'all need to watch. Like, I recommend all y'all watch that, man. It's it's really that fucking good.
I'm gonna try it tomorrow. I'm gonna fuck with it tomorrow.
Shit is so good.
I'm working from home, but I got nothing but time other than that.
Bro, shit is so good, bro. I'm watching it a second time.
All right, yeah, y'all can't. This nigga's wild.
No,
because you're gonna go forever. next subject, bro. Next subject.
I want to talk about these NFL moves real quick, bro. Yo, Tom Brady to the Patriots, bro. I mean to the Bucks, bro.
Bro, there's no sports.
Let's not talk about this. No sports. So,
right, niggas got mad sad. Like, damn,
we caught that shit right this
point. All right, so I got a question. First quarter is up, right? First 3 months is pretty much going to up. What's the what's your favorite albums of the year so far?
Yo, G Herbo, PTSD.
I can't listen to that nigga, man. That nigga is too offbeat. That nigga.
Did you listen to this last album? That shit was on beat.
Is he on beat?
He's very on beat. Very on beat.
I'll check it out. I like when Herbo told me.
I'm gonna be honest, right? I had the same exact opinion. This is the first G Herbo project I've listened to in full that I liked.
Here's the thing.
With Southside, and I hated that shit. I hated it.
When's Little Bibby coming back?
He's in college.
But G Herbo?
We need Bibby back, though. Bibby was hard, bro.
Bro, Bibby. To the intro. Bibby's going to the intro.
I did, bro, and I was just like, yeah.
Are you fucking kidding me, nigga?
Uzi got the best album this year, bro. That Uzi Deluxe is crazy.
Nah.
That Uzi is crazy.
I don't know. I feel like I'm an old nigga now, bro. Like, I don't know. Like, because you saw the shit with Joe Budden was talking about. Like, yo, that shit is not for me.
Yeah.
That shit is not for me, bro. Like, I don't know. Because every song literally sounds the same, bro. Literally. Like, and it's like, it's not hitting. Like, it's like sonically, it's not even hitting for me, bro. Like, I feel like Playboi Carti, when he plays, like, sonically, I hear some, like...
Yeah, nope. Carti got so many different flows he can hit niggas with.
Yeah, but, like, Uzi, this nigga's just rapping fast in every song, and I'm like, all right.
See, the original Eternal Take, like, just the standard one, I was like, on, but, like, the Deluxe is way better, bro.
Yeah, because it's all the SoundCloud leak shit.
Yeah.
Because he knew he fucked up with that. He's like, yeah, nah, people really want that leak shit. I might as well just put the CD.
Yeah, listen to the Deluxe, bro. I think you'll fuck with that more than the original.
I
mean,
probably. The only song I really fuck with off the Deluxe is the 21 Savage shit, Yerski. Like, that's my shit.
What about the Cheeky joint, bro?
The Yerski, the Cheeky shit, I fuck with it, but it's not as hard.
Yeah, I like a couple other ones on that shit.
I like no Auto Jerk. That one is tough.
Yeah, that shit's crazy. Dirk went crazy on that.
Got the guap with Young Thug. That shit is fire.
Even the Strawberry shit with Thug was hard.
Yeah.
No auto with Dirk, that's fire.
Nope.
Balenci.
The Balenci for like 3-4 bars was hard.
Yeah, they're doing
fucking with that Weeknd shit.
It's cool. But it's not like one long song though.
It's the Weeknd.
Pretty much, you're right.
It's smooth.
I think my favorite shit of the year so far is the Boldy James Alchemist shit, Price of Tea in China. That shit is hard. That's some real hoe repellent music right there.
The Larry June shit is hard too.
Oh, yo, let's talk about Larry June's run real quick, man. I know you fuck with him, OD.
Bro,
yo,
he's everything. He's exactly who Dom Kennedy think he sound like, bro.
To be, bro. He was who Dom is supposed to be, B. Exactly. Like. The Cardo tape, so that's what confirmed it to me, bro. Like,
he's down with good beat selection, bro.
Yeah, man. And like, he be doing the West Coast rapping off beat stuff, but it's fire, bro.
Cause the thing is, he be having the samples. The samples be hitting so hard, you don't even notice that he's like off beat and shit.
Yeah, man. But Larry June is the shit.
Larry June is that dude. What else I'm bumping?
I'm waiting for a whole lot of Rhett to come out, man.
Cardi is never dropping, bro. Now you getting that shit 2021 now.
Like, I'm over it. Like, what is he gonna put out now? Because like all the stuff leaked out already the first time.
That's probably what the situation he's in. He's not Lil Wayne. He can't make a whole new album. He's gotta change his password,
man. But it's 2020, bro. Just drop the leaks, nigga. Like, you know what I mean,
bro. Lil Uzi is living proof that, yo, we don't care if you
niggas still gonna bump it, bro.
Bump this shit. It's just gonna be in a better quality. So
he probably had to see that. But yo, you saw what Uzi said, and when he drop again, I'm gonna drop again.
Bro, I love the beef. I do love. I ain't go front. It's weird.
But who do you think he's talking about? Cardi.
Cardi. He's talking about Cardi.
Honestly, Uzi is the reason we got the first Cardi album. Like, he like bullied them into dropping it. Like, yeah, how? He bullied them. He was on, like, they was on TV. He's like, this nigga ain't gonna drop his album. This nigga's album whack. He was like bullying them on TV.
And self-titled came out. Like,
yeah, he did then he dropped it.
And like a month, and then like that shit came out on my birthday. Oh, self-titled came out. I remember that shit. I went to Last Lap, and they played that mixtape from front to back. I was like, oh my god, this is fucking legendary, son.
Y'all heard that Sada shit?
Sada Baby's tape is fire.
He dropped all them leaks finally.
Yeah, man.
That's just too late though. Like, Sly been out for like 5 months, bro, and they just now dropping it.
Sly.
It's crazy.
Yo, I'm waiting for that new Drigo and Bino tape to drop too. I love Detroit rap now.
It's the best shit out right now.
Detroit rap is the best shit.
It's the
beats from like the Bay, but they really spitting that thug shit on there.
It's
man.
That payroll. It's like that payroll Giovanni type sound. Like,
yeah, like got my nigga in a bitch.
Don't judge me. I fucking with that Jeanette.
I listened to it. She got some bangers on there.
Yeah, she got some joints.
I haven't listened to it yet.
It's all right. It ain't bad, bro.
Wait, who you talking about? Who?
Jeanette.
Oh, I listened to that shit.
What should I do while I listen to it?
Whisper and Bee. I call that shit Whisper and Bee, son.
Listen, this nigga doesn't like any type of positivity.
Yo, that's why I was even asking him. What should I do?
I mean,
some wine.
Like, definitely getting your smoke bag. Like,
you got smoke bag, right? Yeah. No Franco.
Yeah, no grabber. No, none of that. I don't
want to do this.
Nigga, roll a J.
Yeah,
that shit fire. That song with her with Janae and her, that shit got me tight.
That shit's good.
But I like that Brent Fire ass tape heavy though.
Oh yeah, that's the best shit too. Yeah, that shit's crazy.
Who can I love when they tell me I can't love myself?
Bro, I can't wait to hear Vaughn have it like that and braided and stuff.
That summertime vibes.
Yo, bro, my hair gonna be mad long, bro. It's gonna be
you about to be on your you about to get what braids you trying to get? Like,
I'm either gonna get the Big Sean shits or I'm gonna get the Brett Fire shits.
This thing gonna look like Maxwell this summer. That's crazy.
Wait, what's the difference between the Big Sean and the Brett Fires?
Big Sean? No, Big Sean. You talking about the braids?
Yeah,
the braids. He's like, Big Sean got like four of them, but they clean. But Brett Fire got like six. But like, here's the thing though: if we get braids, it gotta be straight backs. It can't be nothing.
Of course,
like, just straight backs.
You're not doing the Bow Wow joints?
Nah.
I ain't playing my name in it.
But, no, yeah, real, nah, but the nah, thing nah. is though, they're not too big and they're clean. Like, you feel me? Like, they look clean. Like,
nah, you know what I mean.
Clean because you have to continually get them back.
Nah, because braids only last 2 weeks, so you get it done 2 weeks, and then you got to get a shape up, a tape or whatever. And like, basically, when you take your hair out, it's gonna be mad, like curly from the braids and shit. So it's gonna look ill. So like,
that's you can rock it like that for a little bit too. Like,
yeah. So like, basically, it's just like it just makes
sense. it's like the Shmino shits.
Yeah.
Now, what is it? Niggas got to bring back the crip beads again, man.
On no. Hair. They're going to look like Sir Charles. I'm good.
Yo, Hurricane Chris, you know what I'm saying? Bring that shit back.
Yo, the A-Bay Bay joint's crazy.
Yeah, I want those shit back. Yo, niggas used to, bro.
Hurricane Chris had a run, bro. I don't care.
Harlem niggas, man, again. They used to have the fucking beads and they shit with the fitted cap. I'm like, bro, you niggas have on fitted caps with braids, but y'all have the beads on. So why not?
That's why braids died out, because niggas was looking stupid. Like,
yeah, man.
You got blame
too much with the braids. That's it.
You know what killed the braids? The Bow Wow Let Me Hold You joints.
No, the fish bones. That shit killed it.
That might have been it.
Yeah, the fish bones were bad. The fish bones were fucking bad. That was a terrible time.
It's the best of times or the worst of times, my nigga.
I'm bringing my braids back. I used to have braids back in the day.
But here's the thing: we're not getting braids. We just growing our hair.
Stay woke, my brother.
I'm just getting the afro.
You said what?
I said I'm not getting braids. I'm just getting the afro.
You gotta do it one time though. You gotta do it like one time.
Oh nigga, of course.
Yo, Van, we fucked up, man.
We fucked up, but fuck it.
I know.
You know what I'm saying?
I know. We could be salvaged,
my nigga.
Bro, I'm really about to look like fucking David Ruffin from The Temptations, bro.
Ain't nobody coming to see you, Otis.
This shit about to be hot. Oh my god,
it's gonna look nasty. We're gonna have to dark Caesar it out. I'm
so mad I did not get a dark Caesar. I might have to do like next. Like for my birthday week, I might have to just like do a house call, bro.
Because
I need a Caesar back. I need my dark Caesar back.
But that nigga just like, hey, even that bitch out. I got my head, bro.
I'm gonna be on my Mexican shit heavy, bro. So I'm gonna cut this stuff off and then keep my mustache.
What kind of Escobar shit are you on, bro?
I'm about to come out that shit looking like Lionel Richie, my G. El DeBarge ass nigga.
All night long ass nigga. That's crazy. Yeah,
about to be like, hey girls, how you doing?
But yo, I think it's time to wrap this shit up, niggas. Wrap this up.
Woo,
you everybody say hi, say bye, plug your shit, please. Whatever you want to do.
Yo, follow me at Overtime J Bobby.
You know Overtime Rios, follow me on that shit too, man.
Follow me on The Killer Season, spelled out.
Yeah.
All regular.
Shout out, all that shit. Shout out Todd, man, a fucking legend in the field. Shout out Van, a legend in the field too. Yo, Van, yeah. have you worn your T Mark fitted yet? I meant to ask you this.
I wore it once. Got a lot of love for that shit. Them shits is hard, bro.
Bro, they're doing more, so I got you.
Yeah, you know that that Illmatic Mets.
Yeah, bro, because I spoke to Terrell. Terrell said he's gonna do all the other shit. So he's gonna do like he's doing the Mobb Deep ones, but he's gonna do the Yankees and the Mets one, and he's gonna do the Tribe Called Quest joint, the Big L joint.
Oh, say that, say less. Let me put my money aside now. All right.
Yeah. So also too, I'm gonna be putting out some fitteds too. I got stuff.
Need that.
I'm doing a World Series like patch Max B tribute fitted selling those.
It's hard. It's hard.
Hopefully when it's quarantined, so I can do a pop up shop in the city. Yep.
We need fitness for 40 Ball Fest, bro.
That's what I might call it.
we need fitness for 40 Ball Fest. Yeah,
I might call it.
Yep. All right, y'all. I'm gonna holler at y'all. Y'all be safe. Y'all stay out of trouble.
Oh, hey.
Make sure you stay inside. You quarantine. Okay, social distancing is a must.
Wash your hands.
Facts.
Wash your hands, you filthy fucking animals. All right, even if you're staying inside your own house, Smith, ass, all right, take a shower every day.
Smith had the best COVID-19 PSA. He goes, and you know that he does the baby thing, right? He goes, wash your damn hands. I mean, it's not gonna be that hard to do. I mean, when you go outside, so listen, stay away from people.
The baby filter is legendary, bro.
He goes, right. Stop being nasty. He goes, it's just that simple.
No, I feel that, bro. All right, y'all. I'm gonna let y'all. Y'all be easy, man.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bowl and Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bowl and Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.